don't give a hell. It's about this you, man. I don't give a flying, you know what, about a ball. I don't give a damn. He'd do the same thing to me. It's war. They don't give a freaking, you know what, about you. They will kill you. They're out there to kill you. So I'm a Kim. You write that in the paper. You write that. You make money off that. Nah, man, I'm pissed. All y'all take this down. I'm pissed, man. We don't care about nobody except this you. We don't. If I didn't hurt him, he'd hurt me. They're gunning for my legs. I'm going to come right back at him. F***ing soldier.
Yes, yes, there it is. That was the notorious soldier tirade from my favorite Miami Hurricane, Kellen Winslow II, Kellen Winslow Jr., K2, whatever you want to call him. He is awesome. This is Cameron, Camrock 34, and this audio boo is going to be about why I love the Miami Hurricanes. If you'll see the location stamp on this, it says that I'm in Sacramento, California, which is true. And you might think, why would you like the Miami Hurricanes? Well, when I first started watching college football, that stands out in my mind. The game that I first watched was Miami versus Nebraska in the 2002 national championship game. I really admired the way that they handled that situation. They just went in there and steamrolled Nebraska, made them look foolish. I played football in high school. I played football my first year of college at Sacramento State. And I just kind of adopted that attitude that Miami had for football and tried to use it for any other way of life that it could apply to any other portion of my life, which is to just handle business, work hard, and have fun at the same time. Not to the extent that the Hurricanes did. If any of you have watched ESPN's 30 for 30, The U, which I recommend any football fan watch, because you can see the beginnings of a lot of different things that happened in college and in the NFL started with the University of Miami. After that game, I kind of got a growing interest in Miami, and I started kind of checking them out, doing some research on the team. Found out they won five national championships. Kept watching. Next year, saw them in the national championship against Ohio State. I can remember vividly, end of the game, pass to Kellen Winslow, Chris Gamble breaking it up, pass interference, no pass interference was called, overtime loss, just broke my heart. After that, I kind of start paying more attention during that draft as to the players that have gone to the NFL. University of Miami just rolls them out. Most of them good, some of them bust. I don't know, the colors of the jersey, the way they play, the bravado, I suppose one could say, of the clientele, the team. I don't know, it's just really dynamic and interesting, and I don't know, it's just that's my team. As soon as I saw him play, it was like love at first sight, if you will. Shoot, I've been there for the ups and downs of recent history, you know, the beginning of the Randy Shannon era, drafting of Kellen Winslow, and what's his name? The safety for the Redskins, Sean Taylor. I was there when he passed away suddenly, there as in a fan. Our first non-winning season a couple years back, beating Florida, losing to Florida, playing Florida State in the rain, Roscoe Parrish over the middle, getting hit, going up for the ball, Kellen Winslow knocking dudes out the side. Oh my goodness, just wide left, wide right, everything. It just, oh my goodness, I love the University of Miami. Just, there's no other team for me. I don't know what else I can say. It's all about the U.
You can call us whatever you want to call us, but give to know the name is Canes,
and they really.